Is it time to push the panic button when it comes to Toronto FC? John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet, joining us here on Sportsnet today. John, are you pushing the panic button for TFC after that 4-2 loss to LAFC on the weekend?
Well, in terms of making the playoffs, yeah, I think they're done. I know that there's seven games left, and technically they're not eliminated from the playoff picture, but I don't see how they can make up a 9-point difference in that time. I think they're pretty well done. They can't sort of get into the postseason. So it's disappointing in that regard, where you consider where they were just 9 months ago lifting MLS Cup. And even in April when, they were, playing in the CONCACAF Champions League final. So to go from that to now here in early September to being essentially out of the playoff race, it's pretty demoralizing if you're a TFC fan.
Is it too easy to blame the hangover on that Champions League loss?
I think that played a part. I think psychologically, I'm not sure that they ever really recovered from that. But I think there's other issues as well. I think obviously they've been badly hurt by injuries. I mean, they're just absolutely decimated. Michael Bradley, TFC's captain, talked about it after the game, after the loss on the weekend, about how players didn't seem to understand, the work and commitment that needed to go into repeating and how hard it would be, and that they didn't seem to have the same drive as they did last season, which is a pretty sobering indictment of the team when you think about it. So I think there's certainly a lot of factors at play. None of those are excuses. They're just reasons as to why I think they've fallen short this year.
I know that if they would have won the Champions League and getting to the final and losing in the fashion that they did, and they were a sitter away from actually winning that game in Mexico City, but I know a lot of this was to validate what they did, winning the MLS Cup and saying, hey, you know what, and the MLS is a legitimate league. We can win a competition like this. We can play the likes of Real Madrid, in December in the United Arab Emirates in that incredible FIFA World Club competition. But you can't have it both ways, can you, John? If you want to be legitimate, you also have to get it done in your domestic league as well, and not use an excuse that, oh, we try to win this international competition. It's really, just derailed our season from start to go. And I'm not comparing them to the big clubs in Europe, because I know teams like, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, they have incredible budgets, they have incredible depth, and that's why they're able to win domestically as well as international competitions. But for them to be taken seriously, they can't have these giant blips and miss the playoffs fresh off setting all these records, can they?
No, they can't. I mean, I think it's great that they went so hard in for CONCACAF Champions League and tried to win it. I think it's important for clubs to be ambitious in Major League Soccer, and no MLS team has ever won that competition. And obviously, Toronto is looking beyond MLS. I mean, obviously, they want to sort of, increase their global imprint and brand beyond, Major League Soccer. And I think by winning CONCACAF Champions League, then, they really sort of up their brand and their reputation in the international game. But yeah, you still have to take care of business at home. You still have to, at the very least, make the MLS playoffs. So I think the fact that that they fell short of that goal, it's unacceptable for a team like this who is coming off such a fantastic season. To say nothing of the fact that it's the highest paid payroll in Major League Soccer. I mean, so to come up short like this, it's totally unacceptable, regardless of how the CONCACAF Champions League season played out.
Will there be any drastic changes heading into next season?
I don't think so, George. I think it's there's just small tweaks that need to be made. When you look at this side, I mean, the bulk of the team is still under contract. There's no sort of outstanding free agents who you have to wonder, oh, are they going to be back or not? Jonathan Osorio, who I think has been their best player this season by far, just signed a contract extension. The three designated players, Bradley, Sebastian Giovinco, and Jozy Altidore, still have time left on their deals. They've re-signed players earlier in the season, and Alex Bono and Eric Zavaleta. So I don't think a massive overhaul is required here. I think it's just a matter of small tweaking, and I think they have to take a serious look at how they sort of deal and manage with injuries as well. I'm not sure if that's entirely down to the training staff and the medical staff, but they had a lot of injuries this year, and it seemed like a lot of recurring stuff, and guys would come back only to get re-injured and go back injured again. So for me, that's something that has to be seriously looked at, because it seems like they didn't manage their injuries quite as well as they should have.
Chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet, John Molinaro, joining us here on Sportsnet today. All right, John, sticking to the panic button theme, in Juventus, obviously the biggest signing of the transfer season was Cristiano Ronaldo going to Juve, and everyone is excited. Yet he has yet to score. Are they panicking in Italy right now because he hasn't bulged the old onion bag yet?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't doubt for a second that they'd love it if he would have scored. But, let's keep in mind, Juventus is 3-0 to start the season, so they haven't exactly missed his goals. It's tough, even for a player like to Ronaldo, to start all over in a new league. He's playing in a new league with new teammates, new country, new culture, new language, everything. It's hard for any player, I think, to make that to make that transition. I don't think it's still early days. I mean, I don't think he scored for his first 8 La Liga games last season in Real Madrid, if I remember correctly. And then, of course, he went on to have a great season. So if you're Juventus, I don't think you're concerned that he hasn't scored in 3 league games. I think there's, the best is yet to come. And it should be said, too, even though he hasn't scored, he's played pretty well in those games. And he's gotten, I think, 23 shots off on net. So he's getting chances. He's run into some hot goalkeepers and had some bad luck. But I don't think Juventus is the least bit worried, and nor should they be.
John, before I let you go, we saw the Champions League draw come out, and there's some juicy groups. I want to ask you this question. Which team has more pressure this year to finally make some serious noise in the Champions League, PSG or Man City?
Wow, that's a tough one. I didn't know that the one has more pressure than the other. I think they're both pretty under the gun here. I mean, PSG, because, for so long they've been trying to break through that glass ceiling, and, the Qatari owners have spent a lot of money, and they haven't spent that to win, the French League. They spent it to dominate Europe, and they haven't come close. So I think, they're certainly under the gun, and Man City as well. I mean, they're coming off that fantastic season in the Premier League where they swept everyone before them. But they haven't, again, been able to crack through, to the very end of the Champions League. So I think that's something that they're desperate to do. So I think I don't know that one team is under more pressure than the next. I think they're both under a great deal of pressure this season, as is Juventus too. I mean, they've brought in Cristiano Ronaldo to win that tournament, and they haven't won the Champions League since the mid-90s. So I think there's a lot of teams who are really desperate and under a great deal of pressure when it comes to the Champions League this term.